This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine by November 1st. November 1st is also 2 days before the presidential election. The McClatchy News Service was the first to report that the CDC had sent out a four-page memo on August 27th for health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st. Plans would need to coincide with the earliest possible release of COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC memo said healthcare professionals, employees of long-term care facilities, and more should receive initial priority for the new vaccine. Many health experts have expressed skepticism about rolling out a vaccine before the completion of clinical trials. As United States health officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. Scientists are expressing confidence that effective vaccines will be developed and much sooner than anyone had hoped for. More than 170 countries are participating in negotiations overseen by the WHO and involving the Vaccine Alliance, a group founded by Bill and Melinda Gates. The U.S. has declined to participate in the initiative, partly because it is led by the WHO, which the Trump administration accuses of mishandling the pandemic. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday. Now his presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, is visiting on Thursday. Biden will hold a community meeting focusing on healing in Kenosha. President Trump walked along the streets where buildings were damaged and/or destroyed during civil unrest spawned by a white officer shooting a black